listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Your host, Turf.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons, the Transformers. The Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers.
Hello and welcome to Radio Free Cybertron, the weekend update. I am Turin. You know, the trannies are coming up, and if there's an entry for the universe's biggest idiot, please vote for me, because I just did the entire broadcast, and then after I was done, I realized I hadn't put the battery back in my microphone. That's right, so here we go, weekend update, Mark 2. Making sure I actually record the thing this time. This was supposed to be the New Year's Day edition. But you know how these things turn out. Too many things to do. One of the things I did do yesterday was I went and saw Galaxy Quest, which is a hilarious movie. It has Tim Allen in it, lots of other people. It's really funny. If you're any sort of science fiction fan, you'll probably think it's great. If you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, I assume that means you're interested in Transformers. So you probably also have a passing interest in spaceships and that sort of thing. So go see Galaxy Quest. It's rated PG, safe for the whole family. Speaking of spaceships, I did get the LEGO Technic Space Shuttle for Christmas. This thing is 1,366 pieces, and it is huge. I finally finished putting it together last night. It's all motorized with a satellite and an arm and wing flaps and cargo doors and fiber optics and lights and all that junk. It's great. It's big, too. Anyway, getting back to Transformers, we have on the show today, we have three retro reviews of Springer, of Octane, and of Sandstorm, the Triple Changers. We have the new song, The Leader, which uses the music of Kenny Rogers' The Gambler. And coming up right now, we have the top 8 New Year's resolutions that Transformers will never make. You know, before I get into that, let me tell you about this dream I had last night. I had built a big storage shed in my backyard, in the corner, right where my geodesic dome is now, under the tree. And I discovered that all of my Transformers had been stolen and moved to the shed by a strange Asian man. He wouldn't give them back, and I ended up chasing him with a meat cleaver and a short sword. Now, a bunch of other stuff happened that I'm not even going to try to explain. But after I woke up and thought about the dream, I realized that the familiar-looking Asian man was a young 33-year-old Sammo Hung, whom you may know as the star of CBS's Martial Law. I guess it's weird. I saw him in a movie the other night with Jackie Chan, and he looked really young, but I guess he was about 33 when he made that. Anyway. The top 8 New Year's resolutions that Transformers will never make. Number 8, from Megatron. I'm tired of running. From now on, we stay and fight to the bitter end. Number 7, from Shockwave. I resolve to change my image from a stolid, emotionless drone to a frivolous rogue. I think an eye patch would look rather dashing. Number 6, from Bumblebee. This year I will finally be making my play for leadership. Number 5, from Galvatron. This coming year, I plan on analyzing the tactical situation and developing a solid military strategy to accomplish my goals. Number 4, from Hasbro. From now on, the fans come first. Number 3, from Starscream. You know, all this constantly intriguing for leadership is counterproductive to the Decepticon cause. I'm going to give loyalty a try this year. Number 2, from Optimus Minor. Number 1, from the cast of Beast Machines. This year, I will stay in character. Thank you, and good night. No, wait. Okay, look. I hope the fans of Beast Machines or Optimus Minor aren't offended by any of this stuff I do. It's all in fun. I mean, people insult Ultra Magnus or Trax all the time, and those are characters that I like. So, hopefully, this can just be fun for everybody. I hope nobody's offended. It's not intended that way. If you like Beast Machines, I have no problem with that. In fact, if anything, I'm making fun of the people that are griping about it. Okay? How's that? So now we have the retro reviews. Up first, Springer. Why? Because that's the first one I opened when, the day before Christmas, I finally got a shipment of toys I had been expecting for 6 months. It was a post office screw-up. Anyway, it was a nice extra Christmas present. By the way, I hope everybody had a Happy New Year. Last year, as I posted on ATT, I went to Seattle with some friends of mine and went to the top of the Space Needle and shouted obscenities. I mean, we literally shouted obscenities. Obscenities! Obscenities! Got a lot of strange looks. And we went down in the crowd for the fireworks display, and afterward, while 50,000 people were all walking around the Seattle Center, we yelled at them to just go home. Go to your homes! Go to your homes! That's what we yelled at them, and it was a lot of fun. Of course, everybody's yelling and screaming at everybody else, and I was doing the Zini yell. This year, in a juxtaposition as of last year, I wanted to have a quiet, reflective New Year all by myself. So I hiked up to the top of Montera Mountain, from which you can see the whole peninsula, San Francisco Bay Area. You can see the whole peninsula on a good day, but it wasn't a good day. It was all fogged in. That's life. But I could hear all the fireworks and all the shouting from San Francisco all the way down, 12 miles. The fog, which you can only see about 10 feet, but it lit up like lightning, because it is awesome. And I did have to dodge the cops on the way up, because they were driving up the fire road. I wasn't doing anything illegal. It's perfectly legal to be there, but I didn't feel like being questioned. By the way, along with the cops patrolling idea, several cities canceled or scaled back their New Year's festivities because of terrorist threats, including Seattle, which is where I was last year. Now, I have a problem with this, and let me explain this. The purpose of terrorism is to inspire terror. I can't believe I have to point this out. If we all stay inside and afraid, and we start having body cavity searches at the airport because everybody is living in fear, it means that the terrorists win. If they make you afraid, it means they win. The way to fight terror is with more freedom, not less. Okay, that's today's philosophical lecture, and you're spared the other one I was planning on doing, because one per show is a rule I'm going to try to stick to. Anyway, at least in this new year, we won't have too much to hear about the Y2K bug, which wasn't even a bug anyway. A lot of the legitimate problems with the date changeover were solved, and most of the hype was ridiculous anyway. Can you believe, in my area, I don't know about yours, but in my area, people went to the grocery stores and they bought all the bottled water and all the batteries in preparation for the utilities going out. Is the water flow controlled by what day it is? Unless something's controlled by a computer that cares what the date is, it's not going to break down. Your toaster doesn't care what day it is. My Commodore 64, Y2K compatible. Alright. Speaking of Commodore 64s, a couple of weeks ago, I did a review of the Commodore 64 game, The Transformers, which actually had some fairly decent music. Commodore 64 had great music. And can you believe, and this is totally off topic, I'm naive, okay? I'm from the Bay Area. This is a multicultural, cosmopolitan area, okay? I found a game while I was searching around for old C64 games. I found a game called KKK Revenge, where a guy in a white sheet starts shooting down dark-skinned people on city streets. Okay, now I am an idiot, okay? I did not know that the Ku Klux Klan had their own video games. What kind of ignorant nonsense is this? They have their own video games. I don't get it, okay? I'm sheltered, okay? I'm stupid. I didn't know. Maybe everybody else knew but me. I did think it interesting. So weird. And back to New Year's, a friend of mine pulled a really mean trick on his family and friends. He was at a relative's house, and there were about 15 people there, and when midnight came around, he threw the circuit breaker. Everybody was in a big old Y2K frenzy. Not a Y2K rumble, but a Y2K frenzy. And they looked outside to see if all the lights were out across the street too, and they were. Because the neighbors were in on the joke and turned off their lights. And I think some people still haven't figured out that it was a joke. Anyway, back to the retro reviews. First up is Springer. Springer, the first one I opened, I got him MISB in Spanish packaging, which I then opened because I don't have any sealed toys. I believe in freeing them. If you want to keep them sealed, that's absolutely fine. It's just not the way I do things. I do have a BotCon exclusive Windraiser sealed, and that's pretty much it. I should keep some of my toys in storage, but I don't. Can you believe? Every single toy I have that's not a duplicate is on display. I had to build shelves from the floor all the way to the ceiling in my bedroom to display all my toys. I have over 160 Transformers. I have a giant load of Legos and just all sorts of other junk. And I have to display them all. It's just a rule I have. Okay? That's just me. Springer is a triple changer. He's a helicopter. And a very nice looking helicopter, too. If you get a picture of him on the web, look at his arms in helicopter mode. Now, I changed from the display box. Hold on a second. Let me run over and grab the box. Where'd I put it? Okay, here's the box. I'm looking at the picture right now. In the box, his arms are folded up at his sides so that basically when you look at him in helicopter mode, you can see his robot fists right on the side of the helicopter mode, and it makes the helicopter look really, really, really wide. If you can get a picture of him on the web, what I did is I flipped his arms around so they're pointing straight behind him. It looks a whole lot better, and furthermore, it allows you to easily attach his robot gun in helicopter mode. I prefer this way of doing things. I like his helicopter mode quite a lot. You know, I've heard some stuff about Springer. I think some people didn't like that his helicopter mode and his car mode looked so similar. And they said he was kind of a lame triple changer. And I don't know why people say that, because I think he's a perfectly good triple changer. He is the only one that I know of that does not turn around on his back for his alternate vehicle mode. He stays in the same orientation. What you do is you pull back part of the top, you flip the arms around so his wheels pop out, and you mess around with the tail end of the helicopter to turn into the rear wheels. And there he is, he's a car. He does look a lot like the helicopter, just a longer helicopter with wheels. Nevertheless, I think it's a very nice car mode. It may not be totally different, but it's still a perfectly legitimate alternate mode. His robot mode is nice, except his helicopter blades turn into a sword, and they're kind of floppy. It kind of flops around. And his arms are the only thing I really have a problem with in robot mode. They're sort of short and stubby. There's not good range of motion. It's too bad that they didn't have ball joints and stuff in 1986, because I think that would have helped. Or maybe it wouldn't have. I don't know anything about engineering. But his arms move up and down, but they don't have real good side-to-side motion. And that's Springer. If you can get him, I recommend him. It's a really nice toy. I do admit, I do like the vehicle Transformers. Up next is Octane. Octane is the only of these three triple changers that I really have a major problem with. I really can't say anything too bad about Springer or Sandstorm, but Octane has in truck mode, he's a truck and a plane and a robot. In truck mode, his robot arms are just stuck there on the side. Not even stuck on the side, they're sticking out. And in my opinion, it doesn't look good. It does not look good. That's the only drawback in his truck mode. Everything else looks fine. I like the chrome. The chrome looks nice. The stickers work very well on Octane, at least the ones on the end of the truck. The ones on the side of the doors aren't that great. His truck mode is really nice. His plane mode is also nice, and that's the only place that the rudder that comes with Octane really works well. There's no good place to put it in truck mode, and in robot mode, his rudder becomes it becomes a little crossbow weapon. and it's sort of floppy, and I don't think too highly of it. But his robot mode is fine. He got nice wings behind him. He has a nice big gun. So I like his robot mode, even though he doesn't have legs to speak of. It's perfectly okay. And his plane mode is real nice. You can attach his gun in plane mode, but it doesn't really look that great. And he's I do recommend Octane, the triple changer. Another good toy from the Generation 1 line. And last up, again, the arms and car mode, truck mode, the only things I can complain about. Lastly, we have Sandstorm. And I reviewed them in the order in which I opened their boxes, but I ended up saving the best for last anyway, because this really is the best of the lot as far as I'm concerned. I had Blitzwing as a child. None of my childhood Transformers survived. I gave them all away to the fire department for little kids and stuff in my teenage years, because I wanted to be all altruistic and nice and stuff. And of course later on I says, what in the world did I give away all my Transformers for? You know, to those ungrateful, rotten little kids. And I started, you know, ungrateful, rotten little kids. I should have just bought some new toys to give to them. I shouldn't give them my Transformers. Metroplex and Soundwave and Starscream. Some little kid probably blew them up in his backyard. I wish I had those back. But I had Blitzwing, and he was real nice. I liked Blitzwing. I liked his plane mode fine. I had no problem with it. The only thing I broke his tank mode, or maybe it was just made badly, I don't know, because the tank turret didn't work too well. But I had Blitzwing as a kid, and I have Astrotrain now. And, you know, Astrotrain of the Triple Changers, I never got him as a kid because I thought that Astrotrain was kind of a really dorky name. And I thought, what's the point of a train? Because unless you have tracks to ride on, it doesn't do you any good. Railroad tracks, please. Please, railroad tracks to ride on. It doesn't do you any good. So I thought it was kind of lame, so I never got Astrotrain. I have him now, and he's okay, but it's not that great. Broadside's the only one I don't have, so I can't have an opinion on him. But of all the triple changers I have or have had, Sandstorm is my favorite. Which is surprising, because he's orange. And I don't like orange. Not for toys. When I was a little kid, he used to be my favorite color, but never for toys. On Sandstorm, it works. His car mode is sort of a Jeep dune buggy kind of thing, and it is very nice. I did cheat with the instructions and put one of the Autobot symbols that was supposed to go on his arm. I put it on his chest, because I thought it really belonged there better. But his car mode is really nice. Has a little silver engine block, which you can pull out. And when you flip it around, it's his head in robot mode. And I think it's a really well-designed head, too, as far as robots' heads go. Sandstorm's only drawback, if you can call it that, is that his robot mode and his dune buggy mode are pretty similar. Basically, you pull out the hood area of the dune buggy, and you stand him up. And then you just flip out his head and his arms. So it does look similar. But really, I mean, it's perfectly, it's just as different as any other robot mode, so I don't know why anyone would really complain. The thing about his robot mode, though, actually the only thing I really would complain about is his arms. He doesn't have any biceps. It's like his elbows are stuck to the side of his body. He doesn't have any upper arms at all. He just has elbows and forearms and hands. And that's it. And he has things that look like they could be upper arms, but that's not where the joint is. It's really like a big shoulder pad. His helicopter mode, though, is one of my favorites. It's something that I always liked, always wanted people to do, and they didn't do it on nearly enough toys. They made all four of his rotor blades swivel over and fold into each other, which I thought was a perfectly legitimate way of hiding the rotor blades, and they're hidden perfectly. In his dune buggy mode and robot mode, they're hidden perfectly. They're not flopping around. Other toys, for some reason, they either cheated by only giving them two rotor blades, or they didn't hide them properly, or whatever. But the rotor blades are hidden perfectly in robot mode and dune buggy mode, and I think it's really great. It's my favorite triple changer, I think, as of right now. So that's my review of the Triple Changer Sandstorm, Springer, and Octane. Coming up next, we have The Leader, which is a new song. The lyrics are written by myself, and it is sung by myself. And the music is that of Kenny Rogers' The Gambler, which I hope you're familiar with. Before we get into that, though, I'd like to request feedback from all the listeners. You can email rfc@knowledge.org. And I don't know what Brian Kilby was thinking when he did the last show. I guess he was drunk like he usually is. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. He said that the knowledge without a double unit was erroneous. And I think he meant to say ironic, because then he said that I was erroneous too. And I hope that's not what he meant, but I'm sure he meant to say ironic, and we all know what irony is.
Like Goldie and Bronzy, and it's made high.
So email us at rfc@knowledge.org, or email me personally. The email address is on the site. Let us know what you think of the show, what we can improve, what you don't like. I know I do a lot of off-topic ranting, but hopefully it's entertaining. It is to me, but I'm biased. What do you think? Particularly, I want to know what you think about the songs, because they do take a lot of work and a lot of time, and that's one of the reasons that I didn't get the show out earlier. This weekend update is because I was busy doing The Leader, which I'm kind of fond of myself, but it is a lot of work. So please let us know what you think. We do need encouragement to keep going, because we're not getting any money for this, and I got a full-time job already and many other responsibilities. So please let us know what you think of the show, rfc@knowledge.org. And without further ado, this is The Leader. On a cold, empty evening, on a shuttle bound for nowhere, I met up with a Walther, Model P version 38. And as I sat down there in silence, the gun began to transform into a giant evil robot. And this is what he spake. He said, "Fool, I've made a life out of taking what I wanted and crushing into molten slag anyone who tried to fight. And now, well, how ironic, I'm feeling rather kindly. So if you listen closely, I'll point you toward the light." Well, I saw his fusion cannon and the helmet that he had on, and I'll tell you, this Decepticon really gave me quite a fright. Then he began to lecture on the way to be a leader. Said, "If you're gonna fight the war, boy, you gotta learn to do it right. You gotta know when to shoot 'em, know when to boot 'em, know when to run away, and know when to fly. You never blame yourself for the failure of a mission. There'll be troops enough for blaming when retreat is done." Every leader knows that the secret to surviving is using up as many troops as you need to get away. 'Cause after all, they're fodder, an expendable armada, and you and your lieutenants are the ones that need not stay. And when he finished speaking, he went back to his scheming. He transformed and then blew a hole right in the shuttle door. Decepticons attack was the last thing I heard spoken, as explosive decompression blew my heart onto the floor. You gotta know when to shoot 'em, know when to boot 'em, know when to run away, and know when to fly. You never blame yourself for the failure of a mission. There'll be troops enough for blaming when retreating's done. You gotta know when to shoot 'em, when to shoot 'em, know when to boot 'em, when to boot 'em, know when to run away, and know when to fly. You never blame yourself for the failure of a mission. There'll be troops enough for blaming When retrieving's done, you gotta know when to shoot 'em, know when to boot 'em, know when to run away, and know when to fly. You never blame yourself for the failure of a mission. There'll be troops enough for blaming when retreating's done. That was The Leader. Now look, I know I'm not the greatest singer in the world, but I couldn't get anybody else to do it, so you're stuck with me. Feedback is appreciated, rfc@knowledge.org. That's all we have for this weekend's show. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us on Friday for our regularly scheduled broadcast of Radio Free Cybertron.